I think our theme is investing in the next generation. Some of that we do together, so our kind of ministries at the moment kind of overlap and may overlap a bit more. So we do the house together. I've renovated it. I tiled 6 bathrooms with travertine, so that's quite heavy stuff, those of you who know that. Lumping that around the place, knocking down all sorts of walls. Our kitchen used to be 3 rooms and a corridor, but we knocked a... So we've knocked the house about quite a bit. It's a grade 2 listed building, so that made it a bit tricky. But we eventually made friends with Caroline, who's our listed buildings officer. To start with, we weren't quite sure we would, but we did in the end. So Penelope hosts most of the retreats when people come on their own. We do some things together. I still keep the place sort of in one piece. And I'm particularly investing in leadership development as well. So the ministry at the Vine is called the Vine at Mays Farm. What I do is called Church Leadership Ministries, and the two things overlap quite a bit. And I've just started a church leaders forum for local-ish church leaders to us, too far for you, Adrian. But we were talking in the car on the way up of doing leadership intensives, where we might do a week at the Vine, when people who can't get once a month to us can come down for an intensive week to learn about leadership and spend some time with other leaders, bouncing ideas off each other. It's a very stimulating environment to be in, and a very nice place to be. So the other thing probably to tell you is that Sarah was chosen by our 3 children. So this has always happened. When I was rector at St. George's in Stamford, any new member of staff had to come and sit in the family kitchen. This is how you do it, you two, by the way. If you're selecting staff or church wardens or anybody, you get them to come and your children to meet them, and they give you them either it's like some of you can remember, hit or miss on that show, whatever it was, I'll give it 4 even buoyants. Do you remember that one? And long time ago, some of you are way too young to remember that. And this would happen with potential staff members, and Sarah came to be interviewed as a ministry assistant. And she came and met all of our children with somebody else, I think. We looked at 2. 2 or 3. And we said to our children, who do you like? And they said, we like Sarah. Without any hesitation, all 3 of them voted for Sarah. So that's how she got the job. And we never, ever regretted it. And so one of our children has invaded our house with 2 lots of friends. So there are 6 adults and 8 children at the Vine this weekend for half term while we're away. So heaven knows what we'll find when we get back.
The Eagle Browns and the Turnhams are all there with us.
Yes. So, anyway, enough of me.
So that's our day job, and our other job is being Granny and Grandpa, or Mimi and Papa, to our 6 grandchildren. They're the best things in life, they really are.